Good afternoon. I'm Ed Ronco with KNKX News. As counties across the state certify election results, a judge in Seattle heard arguments today about whether one voter-approved measure should go into effect. Initiative 976 reduces car tab fees, and it took 53% of the vote in this month's general election. But several counties, cities, and transit agencies say the initiative is unconstitutional, and they say it will cause immediate damage if it's allowed to go into effect next week. They're asking a King County Superior Court judge to stop that from happening for now. KNKX reporter Simone Aliseo was in the courtroom this morning, joins me now in the studio. All right, Simone, let's begin at the beginning. What were today's proceedings all about?
Right. So last week, we had this coalition of counties, cities, labor, transit agencies, et cetera. They sued over the initiative. Today, what we're talking about is just a preliminary injunction. That's where it says, you know, the initiative won't go into effect while it continues to make its way through the court.
So you watched this unfold today, these arguments. What arguments are being made here?
A lot of them. I mean, you know, this lawsuit kind of touches on everything we here in Washington State hold near and dear to our hearts. It's voting, it's taxes, it's traffic. There are questions on all fronts here. You know, does this initiative do what voters thought it's supposed to do, or was it misleading in some way? Is the initiative even allowed to cut car tab fees using the mechanism that it uses? Is that okay? And also, is it fair to eliminate what are in many cases locally approved taxes through a statewide vote? And then on top of that, for this hearing in particular, the plaintiffs really have to show that it'll cause immediate harm. That's a tough question too. You know, can this funding that pretty much everyone agrees will go away or is hard to get, can that be backfilled temporarily, even if cuts do come down the line? And should it be? Is it fair for cities and counties to have to do that?
So arguments this morning, what happens next?
So Judge Marshall Ferguson says he'll issue a written ruling today or tomorrow. He asked a lot of questions of both sides, expressed concerns. But again, you have a lot of different things going on here. So that written ruling will clarify where this goes next.
All right. So Tim Iman sponsored Initiative 976. And there was, of course, news this week that he's running for governor. What's his role here in this lawsuit?
So he's not a named party, but he's certainly trying to sort of be part of the proceedings. He was at court today. He tried to make a statement, but the judge stopped him. He doesn't think the state attorney general's office is defending the initiative well enough. So the AG has been prosecuting campaign finance cases against Iman. Mm-hmm. So he says there's some bad blood there. But it is the attorney general's office that defends state laws mm-hmm. and the will of state voters. And that's what Deputy Solicitor General Alan Copsey did today.
And we're watching this afternoon to see if the judge says anything. We'll keep you updated. Simone, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ed.
Simone Aliseo reporting in the studio live today after being in court this morning watching arguments over Initiative 976.